The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Grandpa?
Yes, Aber?
Tell us about the time you got in trouble out behind Bethsaida Hills when you were just a kid, okay? Me too, Grandpa. Can I stay up and hear it too? Well, Barnabas, I fear it's sort of late for you, young man. But I can stay awake. I can. I listened last year from my bed. Last night when Mama read, I stayed up. Please, Grandpa? Well, let me see. I tell you what. You get Grandpa a pillow for his feet and snuggle here and be real sweet, and I'll just try to keep it short. We'll call this Grandpa's Short Report. Some 60 years ago, when I was 9, I thought I would defy my father's word. Defy? Grandpa, what's that? Defy? Well, little Ba, it's just plain disobey, that's all. My father warned me not to fall for lies. What lies, Grandpa? Oh, lies like God's no fortune, God's no prize, God's got boredom in his eyes. Come with us, we'll make you wise. Stolen bread is sweet to eat. Stolen fish is easy meat. Did you make that up, Grandpa? No, sir. Along the western shore where were some kids back then who got their kicks from stealing bread and playing tricks on fishermen. And every time I went to market with my dime for bread and fish, they'd chant their song and try to make me come along. Stolen bread is sweet to eat. Stolen fish is easy meat. Then you take your father's cash, make yourself a little splash. My father warned me not to play with them or steal or lie. He'd say, boy that's got to steal for fun has never seen what God has done. Boy that needs to steal a cake has never seen what God can make. He was right. My eyes were blind until one day I saw the kind of thing that God could do. I snatched a baker's bag and then I matched it with a fisher's sack. You mean you stole them, Grandpa? Stole them between these very fingers. Then I flew like crazy to the hills and through Bethsaida Vale. And there I found a welcome sight, a crowd around 10,000 strong. Perfect place to hide. No one would know my face or what I'd done. That's what I thought, at least. But then the teacher caught my eye. Mean Jesus, Grandpa? Yes, Barnabas. The very Son of God. I thought at first I'd run. He knew exactly what I'd done. His eyes were like a trumpet blast of truth. He knew from first to last. The Lord can read a boy the way a boy reads books. But did you stay, Grandpa, or did you run? I tried to run, but couldn't. Something died inside. And even when I saw him point, I simply stood in awe that he could know. His servants came. Hello, young man. You got a name? My name's John. Well, John, the Lord would like to use the lunch you've stored there in your sacks. My lunch? Oh, these. Yes, yeah, sure. Here, take them all. Oh, please. It'll be just fine. Please, take them all. Let's see. 5 loaves, 2 fish. You're small for such a hefty lunch. Suppose you meant to share. The teacher knows, I said. And so the Lord took bread that I had swiped and prayed and fed 5,000 men before my eyes. And as the sun went down, the skies turned somber with the stormy clouds, and Jesus sent away the crowds and walked up in the hills alone to pray. He knelt down by a stone. Grandpa, how do you know he knelt? I followed him because I felt that maybe he could make it right. He heard me stumbling in the night and called, John, Come, I'm over here. It's pretty late. Have you no fear to roam the hills at night? I do, but I just had to talk to you. How did you know that it was me? I prayed that you would come. Really? You know I stole the bread. I know. And fish? Yes. Where else could I go? What would you like to have tonight? I thought perhaps you'd make it right. Is there a chance for me to be a righteous man someday? And free from all my sins and used by God for good, perhaps like Aaron's rod? I robbed an old man by the sea. Can you do anything with me? Did you not understand the sign? Did not 10,000 people dine today? If I can take your bread and see 10,000 people fed, if I can take a boy that's dead and lift him from his coffin bed, if I can still a storm tonight, then John, I can make all things right. A boy that's got to steal a cake has never seen what God can make. But now you've seen it with your eyes, that God's a fortune, God's a prize. What happened then, Grandpa? It's late, Abra. I think we better wait. Grandpa, what happened? Jesus walked out on the sea and simply talked. And all the wind and skies obeyed. Just like the bread and boys he made. Light candle one now, Abraham. Don't wake up this little lamb. Burn bright and quiet as you sleep. And let the lesson sink in deep.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.